This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship radio station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. And we're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, from sunny but cool California, we have got the one and only, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren.
Right, thank you, Captain. Hello, everybody.
Well, we got a little rain off and on. It's 68 degrees. We're down to 1 degree. But that's still very comfortable for us. It's going to be up near 80 again today. And, okay, bye, guys. What's it like where you're at?
Right now it's 53, and glad to say it's calm and clear.
And Richard and Marine, I think, was in the 30s again.
That's right. Yeah, cold where Richard is.
Yeah. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Okay, I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag, of the United States, of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, and we emphasize those two words, under God. Because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I'm going to get up on my soapbox for a minute. I have not watched 5 seconds of the Olympic games. Not anything live, not any highlights, nothing. I just have not, because I feel that we shouldn't be doing it, especially with all the things that China's been accused of doing, especially when it comes to the Uyghurs. But let's just take a look at these names: Coca-Cola, Airbnb, Visa, Intel. These are just some of the major American companies which have been sponsoring this year's Beijing Olympics. Now, we really have to wonder if they're getting their money's worth. In fact, I wonder if they might even be getting negative value for associating their brands with the tainted brand of the Chinese Communist Party. What do you think?
I think that's a real possibility. Yeah, it's a serious thing.
And China has persecuted the whistleblowers. They've manipulated the WHO, the World Health Organization, into playing along with the party line, then robbing the world of precious time to prepare for this pandemic that they helped create. And add to that the systematic religious persecution and broken pledge to leave Hong Kong free, and we see a China which is all shot because of their credibility. Now, does it really make sense to co-brand with something like that, Kyle?
No, it really doesn't. Especially in this day and age, Captain, you can't look the other way. And you remember when Nancy Pelosi was telling the athletes, don't say anything and stuff like that. I mean, in a different time, it would have been an entirely different story. And you're right, maybe we wouldn't be there, or the Olympics itself wouldn't be there.
Well, several of the companies who have lectured Americans about systemic racism and voter rights, all while remaining mute in the face of a regime which oppresses entire ethnicities and allows no one to vote, is no way to compare. And oh, by the way, summing this up, these companies owe the American people, their customers and investors, an explanation. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
All right. Well, exactly right. Exactly right.
Okay. Well, I didn't think you wouldn't agree with that.
Well, but, you know, one of the things, though, Captain, is that, you know, we see these things happening. And they love, that is, those outside the United States who have designs on either making the United States look bad, you know, Chinese or the Russians, for example, they love to hit upon racial tension or racial division in this country, and they try to use it to say, look, America's so bad, and so on and so forth. But that's because the conditions that they have brought about are very, very, very bad in the sense that it's being imposed from the government. You know, America's, you know, the great experiment. We're making the right moves. We're going in the right moral direction. We always have been. And we are the shining light. But authoritarianism is not. It's a darkness. And we can say that unequivocally.
All right, well, I just got a message from George in Parrish. He says that Trump's going to be in Florida on Tuesday. I don't know anything about that. All I'm worried about is CPAC, which starts on Thursday over in Orlando and goes until Sunday. I will be at CPAC on Saturday, which is the day that both our Governor Ron DeSantis and Trump will be speaking there at the event at CPAC. So I will be there on Saturday, and I'll be set up somewhere in Radio Row. Don't know where, because I don't know where Radio Row is. I'm going to get there just like everybody else on Saturday morning and find my way to where I'm supposed to be. So, George, don't know what you're talking about. I'll worry about Saturday. That's all I'm concerned about. And, Kyle, you hold that thought, and we will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And it's going to be a big week next week. A lot of things going on, including the People's Convoy. We're going to have a driver, a friend of mine, that's going to be in the middle of all that. So guess what? We'll be up to snuff. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right, we are going to do it. Frank Salvato, of course, is on the program every Monday and every Friday morning in hour number 4. And we look forward to talking to him again on Monday morning. Always have a lot of great things to talk about. And check him out. UndergroundUSA.com is his website. He's got a lot of great things over there. All right, before we get back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That's the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. Now, I take Relief Factor and have been for well over 7 years. I take it every day. And the doctors who formulated Relief Factor have formulated and selected the four best ingredients that you could have to put in your body, 100% drug-free, that will do exactly what it says it's going to do. And that is to reduce inflammation and swelling and pain for the problem areas that you have in your body. It's all natural. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, omega-3 is what's in it. It helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It will lower or even eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you're having. And oh, by the way, it will also go right straight to the source of the problem. And that's what I love about it. 100% drug-free, can't beat it. And it works. It works. And, of course, it's 100% botanical and fish oil products, something that's good for you anyway. Now, you can go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go to that website. $19.95 is what it costs to get started on the 3-week quick start. Take it. See what it does for you. And if it works, you'll go on automatic delivery. You won't have to worry about it. You can quit anytime you want. There are no clubs that you got to join, no extra charges, none of that stuff. So there you go. Obviously, the price will revert to a monthly fee after the 1995 3-week quick start. But go over there, check it out, and you won't know what it'll do till you try it, because all you got to lose is pain. Right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
Okay. Back to the drawing board. We told everybody months ago that Alec Baldwin could have fired the gun without pulling the trigger. Remember what I said?
Oh, yes, very much so.
Pull the hammer back. That's all you got to do. And if you let go of the hammer because you think it's not going to go off because you didn't pull the trigger, the gun's still going to go off because the hammer makes contact with the bullet, with the firing pin, and boom, away you go.
Yes, and I think that's kind of what, if I'm not mistaken, the plaintiff in the case that's naming Alec Baldwin as well, in the wrongful death of the cinematographer who was killed, I think they basically kind of show that. You know, it's an old west, you know, old western style gun, and, you know, the idea that you can pull the hammer back and just let it go, and that will be enough to fire the weapon.
That is correct. That is correct, and that is exactly what happened. Now, we'll see what happens, because the DA is involved in this, too, and, of course, it's a civil suit. We'll see what else happens here along the way. Now, in New York City, Mayor Adams wants to put school nurses on the front lines of the crime crisis, along with police officers and teachers. And to me, that does make sense, because the nurses are seeing a lot of what's going on, too, when it comes to crime in the schools.
Well, exactly right. Pardon me. And part of this, Captain, has to do with bringing these nurses and other healthcare professionals alongside the police, especially, I think, as they patrol some of the subways and so forth, to try to help people who might have a mental issue and so forth. So this isn't in place of the police, but it's coming alongside them to help them and hopefully identify a special characteristics or help diffuse certain situations. So the mayor is trying to do something good here.
Now, Larry Kudlow made a comment yesterday about our energy industry. I thought about it for about 30 seconds, and then I said, yep, he's right. Here's what he said. He said that Vladimir Putin right now is laughing at Joe Biden, who is intentionally killing the world's greatest energy industry, because that's what the likes of AOC and the squad and those fools want him to do.
Yeah, I think the world is laughing. Vladimir Putin is laughing maybe the loudest to some degree at this point.
He's the one that's getting $100 barrel oil.
Right, exactly. And you mentioned AOC and so forth, but that's right. They're looking to tear down the things that make America strong under the guise, and I think this is really key, under the guise of it's global warming or climate change and we're helping the planet and all these things. Well, I hate to say, I think it's really much more designed to bring America to its knees. We're not going to flip a switch and be carbon-free or electrified by tomorrow or next Tuesday or something like that. We do see trends going that way, especially emissions-specific kinds of applications. But to make America bring it to its knees energy-wise right now is the worst possible thought that we can have.
Did you hear that gushing sound behind your neck?
What was that?
It was the Education Department as it erased $415 million in student loan debt for 16,000 students.
Right. I think that's in, yeah, they can take away those that in their purview, basically.
They did.
They
did. They no longer own a dime.
Right. Right. And that also, too, Captain, is... You know, it's sort of advertised under the banner of helping people, quote unquote, and who doesn't want to have their student debt erased? I mean, I get it. But the idea, though, is that what we should be doing is creating the environment where when students come out of school, that they're going into a job market that's receptive, that they're going into a marketplace of opportunity, so that they can make good on those loans so that when they wanted to get their education. That's the kind of thing we should be doing, as opposed to, because it brings up this whole thing of everything's going to be free, then you're going to get basic income and all this kind of stuff. And it's a ploy by the powers that be, the Democrat Party elite specifically, to try to lasso people in and make them dependent.
Now, Denise Simon and I talked about this yesterday. There was an issue with the GPS systems around the world, and Russia apparently hacked not only the Ukrainian banks and did so successfully, but they also, we believe it was Russia anyway, hacked into the world's GPS systems to where for a while you couldn't get any numbers as to where you were and where you were headed.
Yeah, that's really serious stuff. Can you imagine, Captain, in a time of war, or at least war in the theater there, it would cause a lot of confusion. For military and civilian, obviously, because you could have people wandering into places where they don't know that they're supposed to, you know, they can't be because their electronics are telling them something different. Also, of course, just the very fact that you could be way off course. Worried about fuel, where are you going to land, all this stuff. I mean, this all is part and parcel of trying to create that fog of war confusion if they want to pull off something nefarious.
Well, that's all true. And by the way, we found out something else yesterday. Republicans have made substantial gains with the Hispanic voters, according to a new National Republican Conservative Committee survey.
Yeah, and this should absolutely be frightening to the Democrat Party elite.
Of course it is.
Because what's happening here, Captain, it's not about identity politics. It's about ideas. The ideas that make this country prosperous, that make it great, that create those opportunities for anybody who wants to work hard and succeed in this nation. That's if the ideas are the things that are so radical to the Democrat Party elite, they want nothing of it. That's why they want to keep everybody at each other's throats through identity politics.
Well, they're succeeding in that, so unfortunately. By the way, folks, we're getting ready to take a break, and when we come back from that break, we're going to talk about the border. We're going to talk about our Customs and Border Patrol officers. We're also going to talk about the immigration policies that this administration has. Will they change, and if so, how? And we have some information on that to tell you about, because it is, after all, the weekend edition, and we do get a lot of stuff that comes in on a Friday that we don't tell you about, usually until Monday, but we have the edition of the weekend edition show where we can do that now, can't we?
Well, that's exactly right. And so that you're still hearing stuff, folks, that you may not hear in other places until sometime on Monday. So you got a jump start on the news this weekend.
Or Sunday.
With
the Sunday morning shows. It all depends on who's listening and what it is that they want to refer to. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And it's going to be another beautiful day in a lot of different places. We'll be fine once we get rid of this fog that we're in right now. But I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hundreds of truckers are slowly starting to exit their weeks-long protest in Canada. Police began slowly moving in Friday to disperse the protest near Canada's Parliament in Ottawa. The protest started against vaccine mandates for cross-border truckers, but has grown into a larger protest against the Trudeau government. President Biden says NATO will unite to impose heavy sanctions on Russia if they invade Ukraine. Deputy National Security Advisor for International Economics, Daleep Singh, describes what these sanctions would look like.
Our financial sanctions have been designed to impose overwhelming and immediate costs to the largest financial institutions and state-owned enterprises in Russia. They've been calibrated to maximize alignment with our allies and partners. They're flexible to allow for further escalation, depending on how Putin responds.
This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878.
I'm a police officer. I have been for 32 years.
Okay.
The case in Atlanta, the officer follows protocol. If someone takes my taser and they turn it on, they have the ability to get my gun.
That's right.
Get my patrol car, which has got an AR-15 and a shotgun, and wreak havoc. Mm-hmm. The officer had every right to protect himself.
Captain's America, Third Watch, with Captain Matt Bruce, overnight from 2 to 6.
You know something? That was something that I remember like it was yesterday. I'm going to bring Kyle Warren in here. You remember we got that call from that officer that night?
I do. That's
that couldn't,
right.
It couldn't happen at a better time.
Yep.
Because we got the reaction right away from the police up there in Atlanta as to what was going on. All right, well, got to tell everybody that this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and company over at MyPillow.com. Now, Mike Lindell took a bunch of pillows up there for the Freedom Convoy to Canada and gave them out at a couple of the different locations they were at. They were very happy to see him and see what was going on. And now I understand he's going to get involved. One of his trucks, one of his drivers, is going to get involved in the People's Convoy coming up here in another week here in the lower 48. That's going to start out, we think, in Barstow, California, and then pick up units as it comes across I-40 that will be coming down from the north and coming up from the south, and they'll meet somewhere in the middle part of the country, and then they will all truck into Washington, D.C. to be there for when Joe Biden gives his State of the Union address. Amazing, huh?
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
So check out MyPillow.com. Go over there. Go to the radio listener specials page. You'll see a lot of specials there. This is the last weekend for a lot of the buy one, get one stuff, and the 75%, the 67%, 50% off stuff. It's the last weekend for that. Promo code that you'll always need will be the word captain. Very simple, the word captain. And if you want to call them up on the phone, order it that way. Their number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Remember, the promo code is CAPTAIN. You'll save a bunch of money. MyPillow.com. Well, Mr. Kyle, the most recent poll from the National Republican Congressional Committee Battleground Survey Project shows that they've made significant inroads with the Hispanic voters in 47 of the battleground districts. Now, we were just talking about that, but now it can be a little bit more specific. Who in their right mind would have thought that the Republicans suddenly would be the favorite party of the Hispanics, especially along the border?
Well, yes, it's a dramatic shift, but I think it shows, Captain, that, you know, especially I think the Democrat Party takes for granted certain groups because they believe they will always vote sort of monolithically. But what's happened is the Biden policies, especially regarding the border, have infuriated many Hispanics in the area and across the country, throughout the country, because of the Biden administration's lax attitude and seeming willingness to simply look the other way while people come across the border illegally. I mean, it's, you know, I think they're very offended by that.
Now, there's a report out there, and I hate when I hear about these things because to me it just makes me mad. And if it were me and I was down along the southern border and I was down there with a riverboat or something that had a little bit of armament to go along with it, I definitely would be pointing my gun south. But a report from the Customs and Border Patrol warns the patrol agents about a potential drug cartel assassination plans on many of the Border Patrol agents on this side of the border to try to slow them up from doing their job.
This can turn into a very serious situation very quickly.
Well, to me, that's an act of war.
Well, of course, that's right. And you would have, I think, the United States government looking very seriously at taking some pretty drastic actions as a result of that. You know, it would be folly, I think, for the cartels to try to start up such a thing.
Well, if it were me, I wouldn't.
Well, right. And in so many ways, the Border Patrol agents these days have been relegated to directing people to the nearest processing center, basically.
And they're exposed when they do that. They're out in the open.
That's right. So this all kind of goes together. You know, when you project weakness, not only regarding Ukraine or possible acts by Russia, but you project weakness, especially to the cartels across the southern border, you're asking for trouble. That's why you have to be strong. And they've let politics, Captain, rule the day. The destabilization is so much more important to them than actually making sure that Americans are safe, that there's a orderly process at the border for people who want to immigrate to this country. It's really something.
Well, Biden's immigration policies have definitely fueled a de facto amnesty, according to what we're hearing from some of the Customs and Border Patrol people, because these people that are coming in here are being told way down the line somewhere before they even get close to the border that, hey, all you got to do is get there and you're free.
Right. And, well, you know, got to tell you this, you know, didn't Kamala Harris go down there and say, don't come to the United States? But, you know.
How'd that work out?
Yeah, no kidding. It wasn't like, you know, she really meant it or said it emphatically enough. And that just exposes, again, a lot of the hypocrisy that's going on and a lot of the double dealing, as it were, in terms of what are they really trying to accomplish?
Bring more voters in for the Democrats?
And they do.
You remember,
they
US.
Truly believe. Yeah, they truly believe that that is going to be that's going to be the real reality for them.
Hmm. By the way, some interesting news that came out yesterday. A U.S. judge yesterday said that the Oath Keepers militia founder has to stay in jail ahead of his sedition trial. They're not going to let him loose.
Yeah, that's what we heard, as a matter of fact. That's right. That's right. And all these cases, you know, to some degree or another, they're different, and they have to be adjudicated, you know, however is best at that point, obviously. But, you know, Captain, we also had a sad news coming out of southern Minnesota.
Right.
One of the U.S. Representative Jim Hagedorn, he's a conservative Republican from District 1, I believe, first district in southern Minnesota. He succumbed, apparently, to kidney cancer. He was 59 years old and served many terms in Congress, followed his father's footsteps, as a matter of fact, into Congress, and is being mourned by his family and the good people of Minnesota at this hour. The governor there is going to order a special election. There'll be a primary held on May 24th and then a special election on August 9th.
Okay, and then they'll have to run again in November.
Probably so. Now, so as a matter of fact, August 9th is the same day that Minnesota is going to hold its primary election statewide. So, yeah, I'm sure there'll be some connection there. But that's the process that they follow.
Yeah, because that'll only be until the election in November, I believe.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Sorry to hear that. May he rest in peace. But we've now got 32 Democrats that are not seeking re-election.
Right, yeah, because they're getting out of Dodge, I think, to a great degree, Captain.
I think they can see the writing on the wall.
Yep, that's right.
And last week when it was like 30, 26 of the 30 were underwater with their polling to come back and run again.
Right. Well, the Democrats are destroying their whole thing. I mean, it's really something. You keep hearing, Captain, about one or two GOP members who are, you know, voted to impeach Trump or, you know, don't like the Republican Party or something. And that's somehow big news. It's a civil war going on. But it's not. The civil war is going on in the Democrat Party. And there's going to be so much hand-wringing and so much finger-pointing after November. It's going to be, I mean, you know, get the cheese puffs, folks, because sit back and watch them go at each other for that.
Huh. Wow. By the way, Michelle Obama was in some sort of movie, and apparently the Screen Actors Guild Awards has got her. I don't know if she was in it or she produced it or whatnot, but her movie is up for an award.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think it was on Showtime. Interesting. Well, you know, it begs the question, Captain, would they ever try to run Michelle Obama can we say Hillary Clinton? I mean, Hillary Clinton may be toasted by the scandal so badly that it even knocks her out of the running.
Short answer, yes. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report number 2 for the morning. And don't go anywhere. There's been some changes, it looks like, in the weather. We'll get to all that when we come back. So don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
right, that's Bob Seger. Betty Lou's Getting Out Tonight. You remember that one, Cal?
I do, yeah. That also goes back to 1980 from Against the Wind, the album.
Yeah, it was in the album. I know that for sure. But, yeah, that's pretty. And, again, that's another pretty neat video for you guys who want to watch videos. Okay, well, Kyle, here we go. Take us out west with the weather.
All right. Well, folks, we continue to track these winter weather advisories and also winter weather storm warnings, especially if you're coming east out of Seattle on I-90, you've got a winter storm warning. Heading over towards Montana, you've got high wind warnings as well, but also you've got winter storm watches. This is going to be in the Helena area, Great Falls up towards Browning, and Cutback as well. You've also got winter storm watches that cover most of the state up to the Canadian border, and certainly down through Bozeman and Billings, and as you go down into Wyoming. Also, near Cheyenne and north of there on I-25, you got a high wind watch, and then you got high wind warnings if you come out west out of Laramie towards Elk Mountain. So be careful there. Also, back in the state of Washington, down through Oregon, you've got the winter weather advisory. This is going to be a little bit east of Interstate 5. Richard the Marine checked in earlier. It was 38 degrees clear, but near Richard, you might have some fog brewing as well, because I can see where that's coming up. Might be close to your area there. So be careful out there. It's cold, and stay safe.
All righty. North Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and part of Texas around Lubbock, you have got some really cold temperatures, much colder up in the north than it is down in Texas, but cold enough. And we've got some zero and below zero temperatures up there in the north country tonight. Now let's move it on over into Wisconsin, because we've got snow halfway across Wisconsin over into Michigan. It's up in the upper peninsula. We do have an area where there's a winter storm warning up there. We also have a winter storm warning on the northwestern quadrant of the lower peninsula, on the east side of Lake Michigan, with snow all the way down to I-94, and then all the way towards Detroit, all the way from Chicago, and then a mixture of weather down through parts of Illinois, down through the lower part of Indiana, down through the central part and southeastern part of Ohio, down into the western part of Kentucky, the southeastern corner of Missouri, and then from Lake Ontario, from Lake Erie and Lake Ontario, starting out right there at Ripley, coming up towards Buffalo, lightens up a little bit, but then picks up again around Rochester, snow that is, lake effect snow, and they're going to get at least 10 inches of lake effect snow today, this fast-moving clipper coming across all the way up over towards 81, up to the Thousand Island Bridge, over into the Tug Hill Plateau, and then down through the southern part of New York, there'll be a scattering of snow for us. This is moving over to the east. You should see snow in Pennsylvania, parts of New Jersey later in the day, Delaware, Maryland, in the mountains of Maryland. So be advised. You do have some really strong winds with this snow, 50-mile-an-hour winds, Kyle, up there in upstate New York, where this snow is going to be coming in up there in Oswego, Jefferson, and Lewis counties.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, we've got heavy, dense fog tonight along the coastline in Florida, west coastline, I-75, all the way down from about Gainesville now, all the way down to the bottom, down into the Keys and then over to Miami and then on up I-95 and across Alligator Alley to Lake Okeechobee. So be advised, there's dense fog in that area. And, of course, there's a wind further up the line off the East Coast that's going to take you all the way to Nova Scotia again. So be careful there. And it's just going to be one of those weekends, Kyle, where it's going to be not all that great. So tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And, of course, we'll see you on Monday morning, and you'll have your pilot fuel card with you, stocking up on fuel just in case.
Right, exactly. We'll see you on Monday.
All right. Thanks a lot, Kyle.
Thank you, too, Captain.
All right. Take care. And that's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And now we'll jump over to Denise Simon from FoundersCo.com. So good morning to you.
Good morning.
You know, we got a situation where it looks like as if we got a bunch of teachers and a bunch of things going on out there in California that nobody can really put their handle on, because one time they got a mask, one time they don't have a mask, one time the kids are okay, another time they're not. What exactly is going on in California?
Well, even California doesn't know what's going on in California, so I don't think I'm qualified to tell you.
Well, I'm not sure what that governor said yesterday.
Well, nobody is. You know, the question is, you don't have to wear a mask. When the kids take off their mask and then go outside to recess, oh, well, you're on the school property still, which is necessarily considered part of the building, I suppose.
Right.
And then they had to put their mask on back at recess. So, nobody knows.
Yeah. And, of course, we were getting rid of the Freedom Convoy. They're literally being removed from the streets in Ottawa. But the other guys that were around, they backed off and went home. But now we're going to have the People's Convoy here in the United States. Now, I'm proud and pleased to report that we've got a friend of mine that's going to be in that. And we're going to be getting live reports during the course of the evening, at least one per day, maybe more than that, as they fire themselves up and they're headed to Washington, D.C. to be there for the State of the Union message.
Well, I would say take caution, and I'm sure that they will, because you know that our own government will use, I would imagine, some of the very same tactics that Canada used, if, in fact, they deem it to be some kind of a threat. So there should be some lessons learned before it takes off.
Yeah, the only threat that they'll have will be the one that they make up in their own minds, talking about the Democrats, of course, because there will be no threat. Many truckers are going to take their families with them.
Well, I mean, it was a family atmosphere in Ottawa. Mm-hmm. You know, so, I mean, they had bounce houses, they had barbecues,
yep.
They, you know, had bands, and, you know, so much for that.
Yeah, well, that's because of the dictator, the little green monster named Fidel Trudeau.
Well, we have some of that going on here, do we not?
Yes, we do, but I'm happy to report that, and we'll get into that when we come back on the other side of the news. I'm happy to report that some of that's going away based on these polls and these numbers that we keep seeing. The Democrats are in real trouble, folks, and they know it.
Well, take caution. Don't get cocky.
Nobody's getting cocky. You got to work at it. All right, hold that thought. Folks, coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Denise Simon, FoundersCo.com. Don't go anywhere. We shall return. I'm going to have my next-door neighbor here down the hallway take us to break. So, Mr. Mike, are you ready? It's your turn.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.